Madam Clerk, since that was an informational item, let's proceed to item 17.
A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Finance and Audit Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. I do have a revised report to distribute. Okay.
Committee members are reviewing the revised report. Please have a few comments on it.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee. I'm representing the airport. I'm Pat Walsleger, the Deputy Airport Director, Finance and Admin. Excuse me. We have two fund transfers before you this morning. This is informational. The first one for almost $4 million. Is to work with the intersection of the two runways. We are repairing that center piece this year. Based on a request from the airlines, we are moving work that we were going to spread over 2 years into 1 year. And so we are asking that we have the ability, the funds, to complete the work in calendar 12 instead of spreading it over 2 years. They're also doing a minor change in scope. As long as it's already going to be torn up, so to speak, they will be removing or relocating some of the electrical manholes and some of the ducts in that intersection area to make for future repairs and maintenance easier and more accessible.
All right. Thank you.
Questions on the first?
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what has changed?
Between the first report and the second?
A minute ago we were given a new report, so what's the change?
It's in the third item, sir.
In the $45,906,000?
Yes.
Well, the original one, we didn't have number four, which is $1.4 million. The DOT Transportation Services. I obviously this is for informational purposes, and so I'm not going to, not that I would go ballistic, but in fairness to this committee, because in fairness to any committee that gets sprung on with reports where we have not had a chance to take a look or examine or ask questions if necessary, it's not acceptable because it's not fair to us. We're expected to vote, not on this per se, but I know Mr. Busalaki is new to this process, and let me just say that it's not acceptable to be given reports when we're sitting down discussing the committee's work. So I guess it needs to be said every now and then, but eventually there will be penalties, and the penalty will be that we won't take action, Mr. Chairman, because it's not fair to us. We're the ones held accountable, and department heads thinks that, well, they're just going to vote for it. Well, that's not going to be the case. So I just give that little editorial.
Thank you, Mr. Borkowski. Supervisor Mayo, you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. Can you, when we set our agenda, we did not have item number four. Can you go through item number four? Because I see that you have insufficient funds carry over. You have projects that you do not have enough money for. This is what I'm reading. So can you explain that to me? So are you running a deficit in that department?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Vince Masterson, Das Fiscal. Is the item you're referring to related to a transportation services fund transfer?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and
it's item four.
Item four. I apologize, I don't have a revised. For the, pardon me, the approximately $1.4 million fund transfer. Okay. What this is in reference to is we were working, DAS Fiscal staff was working with Mr. Busalaki's staff in transportation services, and there were a few capital projects that going through the process of the fund transfer, we found out we had to do kind of some cleanup on those items, so we wanted to make sure that the correct capital projects that the department was requesting was matching up with what we had fiscally, and we worked hand-in-hand with them. So the process was a little bit later than we had anticipated by the time we had the agenda set, and I apologize for not informing you or getting this down to you earlier. That's what's caused the delay on this and the revised report that you now have. Essentially what this transportation services fund transfer does is it provides expenditure authority for the projects listed for the first part of the year prior to the carryover process. So what this does, it allows departments to continue on existing projects up until the carryover process, which happens generally in May.
Supervisor Mayo?
Mr. Chairman, one, I hope you have this more detail in finance. I want a list of all the projects, because you just said 12 highways and bridge capital improvement projects. I would like to have a list of that and exactly what we're funding, the funding source for that project. Or are you just making us, because we had a deficit in there for those projects? Because there's a number of things that I asked specifically about College Avenue. Did we have a funding source? Probably didn't have. I want to know, is that project in part of this cleanup? Because there's a number of things that we do not have right here right now. And I would like a detail of all your different projects.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
Supervisors. What you'll have included on the fund transfer that will be included in the Finance Committee, you'll have that list, more of a detailed kind of to and from, and the dollar amounts, the funding source, and the actual expenditure associated with each project. What you have there is basically just a small narrative write-up to kind of give you a idea of what's going on, but that is included, the detail that you have requested in the finance fund transfer.
Can you make sure that you give the committee right here so we know? That's why we have these funds, so we can ask questions, so they also understand what's going on, please.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to do that. And if it is more helpful, what we could do is also include the fund transfers, the detail that we include in the finance committee, and that might be a little bit more helpful to you as you're trying to figure out what the revenue and expenditures are for each project.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is something that I've asked about as well and shared the concern with my colleagues. And we have improved at least the way that it's, because remember, you said it didn't even have the explanation before. So we're making progress. But I would also like, along the same lines as Supervisor Mayo, I'm wondering, where is the money being transferred from? So, I mean, it's obviously we know it has to be coming from somewhere. The $1.4 million, for example, in item number four, was that just, you know, in the transportation budget? I realize sometimes the fund transfers are for money, like, for example, item number three, it's a unique one regarding the airport. So that would be beneficial to have that information. My question really is about item number one. I could be mistaken, but I feel that I saw the same exact fund transfer the last cycle, because I asked about it. Okay, I'm like, I know I got a lot on my mind, but I didn't. I think I saw it word for word, the exact same fund transfer, and I'm wondering, is this the same one or an additional one? And, you know, what is going on? And this is one of those where I'm wondering where the money's coming from. Mm-hmm. Where is it originally coming from? because it, to me it appears the second time that we're, when I asked this last time, I had been told that this was to, you know, reorg, reaccommodate all of this moving around, and now it's the second one. So, I mean, what is this project? I don't understand what's going on here.
Go ahead.
Chairman, Supervisors, you did see this. You are correct on the last committee meeting. We ended up pulling that from the Finance Committee.
Oh.
We pulled it prior to an updated list that you had. So, so we waited and held off until this committee cycle to run this transfer through. So this is actually... it was pulled, and now we're presenting it
so
at this
double,
cycle.
It's the same.
Right, it's not double.
Okay.
And it is an operating transfer. And in response to your question, where does the money come from?
Mm-hmm.
We're not increasing tax levy here or changing those items. What this is basically the square footage cross charge that's sent out to all the user departments. Since we had, I'll just back up a little bit. Certain assumptions were made in the 2011 adopted budget, and that was due to a result of primarily two things. The first one being it wasn't really known where some departments were going to eventually end up. Some combined courts, child support enforcement, a few of those departments. So that's one issue. The second issue was that facilities management was in the process of doing a basically looking at all the square footage that all the user departments were assessed. And they were updating that because you had some moves, departments used different space, and that wasn't updated within the last few years. So we wanted to get a more accurate reading of how much space departments were actually using. That piece did not wrap up until about mid-year of 2011. So based on those two issues, the 2010 square footage measurements were used for this 2011 adopted budget square footage charges. So with the anticipation that in 2011 in the fourth quarter that we would come in with a fund transfer and basically realign all the square footage charges to what they appropriately should be, because all the departments are now in their correct location. The square footage analysis was done and updated. So now we have an accurate number for the square footage charges. So through this fund transfer, we're now appropriating all the appropriate square foot charges by department. So there's no tax levy effect for facilities management on there because you're just moving the expenditure charges. If one department has 100 square feet that are less, their square foot charge goes down, but another department may see an increase in their square foot charge, so then their square foot charge gets moved up, but they also have the expenditure authority via this fund transfer to absorb that cost then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from committee members? So at this point, everything is reconciled with this fund transfer?
Yes, at this point, everything is reconciled with the departments via this fund transfer for their square footage charges. Now, there may be some departments are able to apportion some of their, they'll get a revenue cost, cost reimbursement through their square footage charges through federal state funding. We won't exactly know what that impact is until year end and departments have an opportunity to go through there and see what the impact is.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions from committee members? Item 8.